AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
It is with heavy hearts we are broadcasting the passing of Officer Daniel Webster. Dan was a dedicated to his community and his country. He served 20 years in the Army and was a combat veteran.
Today, as the police department in Albuquerque buried Officer Daniel Webster, who died last week of wounds suffered during a traffic stop, the department released its final radio dispatch about the popular officer. A manhunt is underway tonight in Georgia for a prisoner charged with killing a sheriff. Authorities say Jim Lowry slipped out of his leg shackles while being transported to a different jail, smashed a patrol car window, and slipped into some woods outside the jail in Lawrence County, about 100 miles west of Savannah. The U.S. is on its way to what could be a record year for auto sales.
According to Auto Data Corporation, U.S. sales rose 14% to nearly 1.5 million, and the LMC automotive forecasting firm says it was the best October since 2001.
AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports truck sales are also up. Donald Trump says President Obama is telling Fed Chairwoman Janet Yellen not to raise interest rates so the economic bubble doesn't burst on his watch.
Janet Yellen should have raised the rates. She's not doing it because the Obama administration and the president doesn't want her to.
White House spokesman Josh Earnest disputes Trump's allegation. Kentucky, a state usually run by moderate Democrats, has elected its second Republican governor in four decades. Matt Bevin has defeated Democrat Jack Conway, giving the GOP control of the executive branch and state senate.
Thank you all very much. This is, I'll tell you, what an extraordinary night this is. I'll tell you what is awesome, that this is a race that is a collective effort. You all are the wind behind us. You all were the momentum that brought this forward.
This is AP Radio News. Today was a big day in Kansas City. It was the day that the city celebrated its first World Series win in 30 years.
A crowd that one government official estimated at 500,000 people packed the plaza in downtown Kansas City to cheer the World Series winners. Kansas City legend, Baseball Hall of Famer George Brett, says even though he played on KC's last series winners in 1985...
These guys!
Fan Jesse Limekeller says he waited a long time to celebrate.
I didn't get to come to the last one when I was 10, so we never know when it'll come along again.
The Royals took the series in five games, winning the title over the New York Mets in 12 innings on Sunday. I'm Tim McGuire.
Today was the second day of gains on Wall Street this week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average picked up almost 90 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.